follow any of the proceedings in Lane Kiffin land?
No, no, I haven't really looked at that stuff right there. I'm still, I'm just going to stay back and watch and see how that stuff goes out, you know. Hopefully it works out for them. You know, I don't wish any bad stuff on them or anything like that. But I hope it doesn't turn around and bite the boosters and the AD, you know, Mike Hamilton and all that in the butt from, you know, pulling the trigger too fast to fire Coach Fulmer.
What's your early impressions of Kiffin? I mean, how do you think he'll do this?
Well, I mean, just looking on from the Raiders, you know, being up here, it seemed like his players play hard for him. I mean, I think he is probably a player's coach. You know, his players do like him, so it'll be good. But I just hope that, you know, I just don't bite him in the butt as far as, you know, firing Coach Fulmer and just getting rid of a football coach when they had, you know, like a mentor and everything like that. I mean, you can see it after the game, how everybody carried him off the field and how everybody was there, that he was more than just their football coach. He was, you know, almost like another dad.
Have you talked to him since?
Since when?
Since he got fired or anything?
Yeah, I talked to him a couple weeks ago.
And his mood was?
Well, he was shocked just like I was.
What'd you tell him? What'd you tell Phil?
Between us.
Could you have played for a guy you look older than?
What are you saying?
I'm saying he looks young, not that you look old.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. Hopefully he does well, you know. Hopefully he proves that he's a good coach. I mean, I think he is a good coach, but hopefully he gets them back to where they want to be, you know, where the Super Boosters and the AD want to be at.
Well, now, you could be one of those boosters. You're an alumni.
Yeah, but I wasn't in the meeting to fire Coach Fulmer. If it was up to me, he still would have been there.